Hello, everyone, and welcome to the RV Inspection and Care podcast and video. I'm Dwayne. I'm a certified RV inspector, and today we're going to be talking about the issue of frame flex in towable RVs like travel trailers and fifth wheels. Frame flex has gotten a lot of attention online lately, especially on social media and on YouTube. And there's a lot of RV influencers that are driving this discussion forward. So the first question is, what is frame flex? Well, actually, it's a very poor title for the problem that it's trying to describe. You see, all RVs are built on some kind of frame, a metal frame for stability and to be able to allow it to go down the road. And all frames have to be able to flex to some degree to prevent breaking in certain circumstances. To illustrate that, let's use the example of long span bridges and tall buildings. Actually, engineers introduce flex into both those buildings and bridges so that in heavy winds, they can adjust and move and don't break. Well, it's the same with RV frames. There's a certain amount of flex that's built in, engineered in, to allow the RV to flex without breaking. But some towable RVs are breaking. Why? Because they are over flexing, or they have excessive frame flex. So that's actually a much better term for what we're talking about here. Not just frame flex, it's excessive frame flex. So the questions that come up then are, why is this happening? What is causing all this furor, this fol-de-rol and attention that frame flex is getting? Well, there are some influencers, RV influencers and their followers, that are loudly blaming the manufacturers of RVs themselves and of the frames for pretty much all instances of frame flex or excessive frame flex. Now, my friends, this is nothing new. Over the past few videos, I have been covering the topic of a lot of negativity that seems to be going around in the RV community about many issues that honestly don't really have the facts behind it. Just a lot of innuendo that's being spread out there. But here's the good news. There are some YouTube content creators that are not content with playing the blame game. They're not just going to throw wild accusations out there. Instead, they want the facts. And so I want to take time now to credit two YouTube channels that have done a very good job on this subject. The first is Josh, the RV nerd, and the second is Big Truck, Big RV. Both of these channels went right to the source, to the manufacturers, and got the information that we need. In the case of Big Truck, Big RV, they went right to Lippert as the major frame builder and talked to them direct. And we learned an awful lot by those interviews. So I'm going to put links to their videos in the description of both the video and the podcast today. And that way you can go and watch the videos and get all the facts that you need about the subject. But in the meantime, in this video, I'm going to give you an overview of the main points that came out of those videos. And here's the first one. This issue of excessive frame flex is not pervasive throughout the industry, like some want you to believe. There's not a situation where RVs just are breaking all over the place. That's not true. It's mainly affecting only 1/10 of 1% of fifth wheels over 17,000 pounds. That's a very small number. Now, it's true that it shouldn't happen to anybody, and I feel very bad for those who have had excessive frame flex issues. However, it's not a pervasive problem that needs all this attention and blame being assigned out there. And those that are experiencing these issues are usually full-time travelers, so they are subjecting their RV to full-time stress as they go. Now, the second thing we learned is that it is true that there can be defects from the frame manufacturer. There can be defects introduced by the RV manufacturer after they get the frame. Yes, that is true. It cannot be completely ruled out. However, here's number three. What we learned is that many, if not most, of these excessive frame flex problems were probably caused by the RV owners themselves. Now, this is something that you don't hear these influencers or their followers talk about. It's always a blame game in most cases. I see it in the comments on my videos on a regular basis. So let's talk now about some of the things that can happen to cause excessive frame flex from owners themselves. And the first thing we'll talk about is having an overweight RV. Now, I've covered this subject about weighing your RV and making sure it's within limits of what it's designed for many times, but I still see a lot of RVs going down the road overweight. And that's because people are not continually weighing it. Maybe they do that when they first get the RV, but they forget from there forward. And so they just keep adding more cargo. In other words, as long as there's space left in their RV, they just keep cramming more things in there and not giving consideration about how heavy those things really are. And it's not only the amount of weight, in many cases, it's not balancing the weight correctly, which is an important thing to do. And if you put a whole lot of very heavy things on the front of a fifth wheel where most of the storage capacity is, you're introducing a lot of stress on the kingpin and on that riser section. And that is where the frame flex issues or excessive frame flex is happening most. Now, the second thing that can cause excessive frame flex by owners is water intrusion, water leaks. Again, I've been talking about this an awful lot through my videos, the need to regularly check seams and seals because water is an RV's enemy. Well, how does that relate to excessive frame flex? It's because when water leaks in, it can go down the walls and the walls can delaminate away from the frame. Now, what we have learned through these videos is that the frame is not the only thing that keeps rigidity in the RV. It's a combination of the frame and the walls that are attached to it that provides its stability. So if you have water leaks, delamination takes place, well, then you have a lot more stress on the frame than it's designed to take. So that can introduce excessive frame flex. Now, the last thing we're going to talk about that owners can cause for excessive frame flex is owner abuse. And we're not actually saying this is deliberate, not at all. But here's the truth. Big fifth wheel RVs, where the vast majority of these problems are happening, one's over 17,000 pounds, they were not designed for doing a lot of off-roading, my friends. That is not their function. And yet you see even some of these influencers taking those fifth wheels in far-off places that took them through some serious areas to get there. In other words, it could easily have been very jarring on the frame. Another thing is taking those big RVs on bad roads. And we all know there are bad roads out there, roads you really want to avoid. Well, especially so with these really big RVs. And finally, doing the hard starts and hard stops in an RV that size introduces a tremendous amount of stress on the kingpin. And again, that's where most of the issues are happening, the kingpin and the riser area. So these are just some of the things that came out of the videos that I'm going to encourage you to watch. And once again, the links will be in the description of this podcast and video to get all the information. But here's my take on the subject. My friends, if you are an average RV buyer, you have absolutely no reason to fear excessive frame flex. It's just not going to be an issue for you. If you watch the videos, you'll get all the reasons why. So if you avoid the owner causes of excessive frame flex on any towable RV that you own, in the vast majority of cases, you're going to be just fine. And that's it for now. Have safe and happy travels, my friends. Until next time.